so there are a lot of exciting Americans in the Tour de France this year, Tour de France, excuse me. And, I've been into watching it again for the first time in nearly a decade. I really used to be something out there on a road bike. You should have seen me. You should have seen me back in the day. Some of you did, or some of you didn't, because I was going so fast. I'm like top 50 in all the Strava segments around here. It's the Shoreline, Connecticut. This isn't the Olympic training facility or something like that, you know what I mean? It's pathetic. So I wrestled some 30mm tires onto the Grandis, and we're gonna try this roadie thing out for a little bit. So let's go down below the barn, shall we? Let's noodle on some noodles, shall we?
Okay, here is my little shop of Hoarder's Horrors. That's right, more like the dreams of Hoarders. Anyway, here's a big old vise that Peter Weigel gave me. This is the kind of vise you're gonna need. This thing's bolted to my big old workbench that's bolted to these things. This thing, and bolted to, one of those things. So, it's pretty sturdy. That's what you're gonna need.
And then, I'll go into this in a more in-depth video one of these days, but basically you need some pretty heavy-duty 2x8 something. It works fine, but, sometimes they start cracking. Maybe soft is better, I don't know. Anyway, you're gonna put these, make these as kind of like soft jaw, makeshift soft jaws for your bench vise. You just want a lot of surface area for the handlebar to clamp in there. And then you're going to need a spacer, something to space out the bottom. This stem works just fine. I slide this in here. Why don't I just leave the packaging on? Why not? Okay, so what I'm going to do is you want to use this entire setup here. Clamp down on the drop, or whatever you're trying to do. Just need something good, something good. I like to get it pretty tight. Just get some leverage. I just want to bend these a little bit. I can feel it. Oh, yeah. A little bit. See that already? Around, and I'm using my muscle memory. I'm using the memory of my musculature, which is quite good. Memory up here, so, but the muscles, they remember. I want to remember how much pressure I gave it the last time. Yeah. That feels about right. Check it out. Yeah. You'd be surprised with how easy it is to get it good enough. That goes for life in general, really. What do I do with them? Okay. All right, let's get these bars unwrapped and switch them out. Definitely going a little narrower there. Gonna give up a little bit of comfort for style, but what else is new? All right, tighten these up and tape them up. And then I like to just and tighten up everything just a little bit, just so it moves a little bit. I'm going to take a little test ride and move everything where I want it to be. Alright, so got my handlebars set up at the angle where I want them. I always like to have a little bit of angle downwards. I don't know if you can see that. I'll lean into it and it just feels right to me. So we're going to tighten up the stem and then we're going to mess around with the hoods a little bit. Cinelli Grammo. Move back to a more scenic place now that the sun's going down. Of course, this stuff always takes more time than expected. All right, let's wrap the bars. Going with yellow, what do you think? Yep, I think that's going to look pretty sweet. I love wrapping bars. It's meditative. Especially in a place like this. Perfect. Here we have a pretty good wrap job, if I do say so myself. Okay, let's do a little bike check here. We've got a Nitto Noodle handlebar that we flared out. It was 48, we flared it out to about 56 at the ends there. We got some Campi Veloce 10 Ergo Power shifters. Got this really nice aluminum paddle. Really nice aluminum paddle. Feels really tactile in the hand. We got some kind of ugly Shimano 6600 medium reach brake calipers. Ended up not needing medium reach on this build, but it's what I had. Got an Altegra 9-speed rear derailleur rib cage. These are really nice derailleurs that are easily found, but not so coveted. You know, the shape is okay. It's not Dura-Ace, but Dura-Ace never had a cage as long as this. So Altegra it is. Right here. We've got an 8-speed cassette, an 1126, probably a 9-speed chain. We have this Sun XCD crankset. I gotta count the teeth, I don't remember. Tooth configuration is a 4832. Nice wide range. Got a lot of tails around here. We've got a Campagnolo something or other. Front derailleur. Perhaps you've heard of that. Shimano 600 hubs. Basic. Integra. We've got that cool
blue color thing, color chart, Pantone picker or something. This bike was made in Italy, in case you forgot. Campione Italiano. Their ace skewer. Very fast skewer. Chinelli Grammo stem, titanium. Pretty ridiculous stem, but that's why I like it. Gotta have at least one thing off and I'd be killed. That's my rule. Sometimes it's the stem, sometimes it's the whole bike. Dura-Ace Aero seat post, very fast. And this Brooks Professional that I've had for about 15 years now. It's hammered, though. Hammered, as in, I don't even know. I think the person who made it was drunk. A few too many nippers. Your typical campy headset jewelry. Sup. Mavic Open Pro Ceramic, or whatever they were called back then. Now, these are Open Pros. And we've got, of course, those tires that we wrestled on yesterday. The Challenge Strada Bianca Pro in 30, which looks crazy narrow to me right now, but we'll try, won't we? Finally, these old ass look Keo pedals. At one point in my career, I think I had 4 or 5 pairs of these. An Elite cage and a stainless steel King cage knockoff from Japan. Okay, that's the Grandis. 1986. Came to me about 15 years ago. This is maybe its 5th iteration. That's Ron's Bikes.com. Okay, thank you, folks.